Peter Snowden sitting there thinking, I want to knock off this Gosford Quarries Gold Cup day today. He's got Timmy Clark on Grant Ross. Hey, morning, Pete.
Morning, Cozzy. How are you?
Good, and you whacked a little gear change on this bloke, I noticed, too. You put the nose roll on him.
Yeah, got a hanky on his nose, so hopefully it's enough to keep him interested and turn him around. He's been working well with it at home, and I know his form suggests he's probably still had a race for him, but I'm quite confident he'll run well.
Well, he's been racing in good quality races, Group 2 and 3 races, and the other day he did look like he wanted to get the Skyne up a little bit, didn't he, in that race?
Yeah, well, it's a lot more speed in this race today. Which before a 5 horse is going to roll forward, so I'm anticipating a fast run race, which I think will probably help him.
All right, Zavance, you've got running as well. That was a nice winner the other day at Wyong.
Yeah, no, she won really well. She's progressively going the right way. It's the first crack at a mile, but she's certainly showing us a lot different to her sister. She's a half sister to Nancy, and she was just had trouble getting past 1,200 metres, but this filly, right from the get-go, it looked like she's wanting a lot further all the time, and hopefully a mile is the right trip for today.
Now, Peter, one of your good gallopers, Hightail, I saw a whisper that Hong Kong could have him on the radar.
No, I'm not sure. I just heard rumours, but I've heard nothing in concrete. But no surprise, he's done a great job. He's done a super job. He's proved he's a tough horse that keeps delivering, and they're the sort of horse to do well over there.
And I suppose being a gelding, that's attractive for them as well. They just want to race them, don't they?
Absolutely, and just a tried, true, tough horse, and I think he fits the criteria quite well.
Bondi ran a terrific race the other day. You're only a nose off getting the money in the Magic Millions 3-year-old guineas. Where to for Bondi?
Yeah, look, he'll have a little freshen up back in the stable here. We'll keep him going and probably head towards the guineas, possibly in Melbourne. There's a couple of lead-up runs in between, but just played a bit by ear. But you're right, it was a great run. He pulled out a super run, and probably if I had the race again, I might have nearly led on him. It might have made the difference, but it wasn't a B. I can't be disappointed. He's ran well, and we'll just try and go better next time.
It was just a bob of the head as to what won that, wasn't it, the finish?
That's all it was. He just got a bit keen when he sat in behind the other horse, and I think his real forte will be leading. He seems a lot more relaxed when he can control a race and from the front, which he did do when he ran second in the Champagne. So I just think he's probably a better horse now, allowing him to do his own thing.
Now, Peter, you've got one filly that I've always fallen in love with, and she came out 1st of September, won the Furious, the Group 2, Pure Elation, and then I think she's had to have bone chips removed from the near side knee.
Yeah, she hasn't come completely sound from that, so I think the decision has been made to retire her, so which is a tragedy, but looks the few starts she had, she certainly stamped herself as a very promising filly, and no doubt she'll be a good broodmare, and hopefully it'd be great to get her some time. If we could get something out of the mare, it would be fantastic.
She looked like she could have been pretty smart. I mean, the last two wins, the last two starts were Group 2s, and she won both them.
Yeah, and no, won by a big margin, and beat horses that went on and won group races. So there's a lot of depth through the performances, and Esther Jarve only beat her a half head and won the lead-ups to the slipper. So, look, she has had all the ingredients that are going to make a great filly, and it's just unfortunately it's been curtailed by an injury, but she's found to be a mum. She'll have a lot of breeding years in her, and hopefully she can sell something like herself.
Well, it's funny, her mum was a mare that they put together as a syndicate in Melbourne. They called her Members Joy, and all the members went in. I think they all owned a hair on the tail, but gee, they had some fun. She won a few races.
They did, and I was there one day when she did win. It was half the crowd got up, and I'd been in Japan. It was I was one and cheered, but it was I do remember the horse actually when she was racing, I thought of that when I seen her go through the ring. But she's done well. She's done a great job in her own right, and I think her mum would be proud of her.
Well, terrific. And just finally, Red Cell. What's happening with Red Cell?
Yeah, all on track. He runs on the 9th of March. He's getting close to a trial. He's doing some fast work now, and we're very happy the way he's going. He's not far off a trial. He's probably about 2 to 3 weeks. You'll have two trials as the norm, and he'll kick off the 9th. I think it's the 9th of March. 1,000-meter race here at Randwick.
You know, it's interesting. We were commenting the other day on what a great athlete Winx is, that she comes back and comes up every prep. But I tell you what, he's a terrific athlete, Red Cell, too, isn't he? He comes back and comes up every prep.
You're right. He's such a great horse to have in the yard. You wouldn't know he's here. He's no fuss. Anyone can ride him. He just goes out, does whatever you want him to do, and does his best. And soundness-wise, we've been pretty lucky with him. He's been good. He's just a lovely horse to have in the yard.
Peter, just finally, you've got about half dozen going around at Rosehill Saturday. Is there a standout amongst those?
Probably Poetic Charm. He ran well last start. I'd like to think he could go one better on Saturday.
All right, in race 7. Good on you, Pete. Always appreciate your time. Thank you.
Pleasure, Cozzy. Anytime.